He was one of our most important presidents, yet the First Lady may just be better known than her husband. The story of that famous president's wife is part of this week's President Series, and it's next on the American Countryside.
Hey America, we're your pets, and this song's dedicated to those people who don't have health insurance yet.
In Roe, we say, we want you to be okay. In Roe, we say, take care, people, for goodness sake.
There's a plan for every budget, so don't accept defeat. Now you can get covered and still
buy me treats.
Enroll!
So listen to me, a talking pug, you see. If you get health insurance, preventive care is now free.
So sweet.
You take care of your pets. Now it's their turn to take care of you. Visit GetCoveredAmerica.org to learn about your health insurance options. That's GetCoveredAmerica.org.
And take care, people!
Brought to you by Get Covered America and the Ad Council.
He is said to be the father of the Constitution, an important title indeed. But ironically, many people know more about James Madison's wife, Dolly, than about the president himself.
Opposites attract, and they were in many ways very different, but they were, what a great partnership. Madison was shy and retiring, was not terribly comfortable in public settings, didn't really like the limelight. Dolly, on the other hand, was vivacious and outgoing and gregarious and loved parties and loved being out with the people. And together they made a great partnership.
Randy Hughes shares the story from Madison's home of Montpelier in Orange County, Virginia. Many Americans will recall Mrs. Madison's bravery during the War of 1812. It was Dolly that hurriedly rescued White House treasures before the advancing British army invaded the Capitol.
President Madison was leading the American forces who were trying to repel the British invaders unsuccessfully. And Dolly was at the White House and got word that things were not going well and that the White House would have to be evacuated. And she had the Gilbert Stuart portrait of George Washington saved and saved some other state papers as well and left. The British successfully invaded, burned the Capitol, burned the White House.
Looking back to Madison's term, Hughes says it may just have been the strongest and most effective combination of president and first lady this country has ever known.
It was a great partnership. The individual who ran against Madison the first time for president apparently said, if I had been able to run against only one of them, I probably could have won, but against both of them, I had no chance.
She's a famous first lady who displayed courage during war and even has her name on bakery products today. Traveling the countryside in Orange County, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCray.